Is mic on?
Episode 91, What's Wrong with Orny Adams? I'm so happy. Today is like a snow day. If you grew up in any place where there was snow, there was nothing better than waking up, seeing snow all over the ground, hearing the phone ring, and realize school was just canceled, and you don't have to go to school. And it's the greatest feeling in the world until one of your parents comes in and says, grab the shovel. Grab the shovel. And you got to shovel the driveway. Well, I'm having a snow day here today because I was supposed to go in and have my driver's license renewed. It's been, I don't know, 10 years maybe. So I have to get a new picture. And I have been dreading it. I have such fear of having my picture taken. I've been dieting. I'm not kidding. I've been dieting for my driver's license picture. I'm taking it that seriously. And I went away last weekend and I wasn't eating. I wasn't enjoying myself because I was in training. I was in some serious training for my driver's license picture. And then halfway through, I said, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous that I'm ruining my life so I look good on my driver's license picture. And so what did I do? I canceled the appointment and I rescheduled it. I rescheduled my appointment because I was afraid I wouldn't look good this week in my driver's license. You want to know what's wrong with Orny Adams? There you go. Here's my advice to you. Turn off the news and live your life. It is so toxic. It is a cult. The news is a cult. It's no different than these apps where they just want to keep you on it as long as possible. The world has become clickbait. Now, today on What's Wrong with Orny Adams, episode 91, a travel advisory to all people going to Greece to party, a dating tip for women that like fit men. Stay tuned for that. Bad bar bands, the new alien discovery that was discovered in Peru in 2017, but just hit the news wire. And the nasal decongestion scam. What's right with the world? Well, moles are getting into something in my yard, and something about it actually shocked me. Actually shocked me. This is Orny Adams, episode 91. I encourage everybody to come see me live. Let me give you some of my tour dates. You can go to ornyadams.com for my tour schedule, which I'm proud of. Anytime I leave the house and get something done and confront the world, I'm proud. So here it is. This week, Saturday, September 23rd, I will be at the Stand Up Comedy Club in Bellflower, California. Thursday, September 28th, I'll be at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California. Friday, September 29th, I'm scheduled to be at the Hollywood Improv. I'm doing a fundraiser for Alzheimer's. Friday, October 6th, I'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena, California. And Friday, October 13th, this is important, I will be in Cleveland, Ohio at the Agora Theater. Tickets are on sale now. I encourage everybody to get tickets. All my dates are up there, including dates that are coming up in 2024. I'm also starting to do Teen Wolf conventions again. I haven't done these in forever, but I just signed up for one that's called Beacon Hills High School Reunion. That's in October, at the end of October. And then one in, where is that? It's Epic Cons, Teen Wolf Chicago. And what's cool about these conventions is I will be doing stand-up comedy for the Teen Wolf fans. Teen Wolf fans, are you listening to me? You can go to this convention. You can get autographs, pictures. You can see all your favorite cast members and coach. And then you can come see one of my stand-up shows. I'm doing a show just for the Teen Wolf fans at this convention, or these conventions, both of these. Getting offers for other conventions too. Paris. Not too sure that's going to work out. If you're watching the camera, I'm showing you why. Here's some dating advice for women. Don't date men with abs. You don't want a guy with abs. You want a guy that's ripped up here. It just doesn't last. I had this thought when I was at the gym, and I go into the locker room. I just want to wash my hands. I just want to maybe go to the bathroom. And there are lined up ab men taking selfies in the mirror. They're so obsessed with themselves. You don't want a guy that obsessed with his body. And by the way, it appears that the science of getting abs and getting ripped is pretty clear now. So anybody can do it. The formula has been cracked. Almost like a bad stand-up comedy. That formula has been cracked too. You want to be a bad stand-up comic? You can do it. The formula is there. Anybody can be a bad stand-up comic. Don't date men with abs. I'd like to thank all the men on reality shows that are proposing with the smallest rings I've ever seen. It's shocking that these women are accepting these rings. I've been led to believe that women want like a certain number of carats. They want like a princess cut. They want some sort of whatever the thing, the rock goes in, the ring self, the setting. Like there are all this criteria that I'm in fear. If I were proposing, I'd be in fear. These guys, they don't even like shop around. They just go to like whatever pawn shop is in the neighborhood or crappy jewelry store. And then sometimes they bring the woman and they're like, what's your budget? They're like $500. I'm like, $500? Where are these women in my life? So I'd like to thank these guys. These guys are warriors breaking down the expectation and barrier that we must, men must spend a lot of money on a ring so you can impress all your friends. Isn't that really what the ring is all about? Let's talk about this. So many subjects. Well, I should say this. I love sea level. I'm back on sea level. I was up at Arrowhead, Lake Arrowhead, and Big Bear this past weekend. And the lake is great, but it's 7,500 feet. It's 2 hours out of Los Angeles. 7,500 feet. That's towering over Denver. What is Denver? 5,200 mile high? Boy, they have really... Congratulations, Colorado, for branding yourself. Like, everyone's like, have you ever been to Denver? How about have you ever been to Big Bear? We got 75. Why doesn't California get the respect for the altitude that we have here? We got a lot of mountain ranges that are high up. We got no respect for our mountain ranges. Hey, Denver, we got altitude too. So I was up there, wanted to go canoeing. I guess canoeing doesn't exist anymore. I guess canoeing's gone. Can't get a canoe. You have to kayak. I don't like kayak. I like single paddle. I like switching. I like doing this. I like the depth of the boat. I like that there's a chance it might tip over. I like canoeing. What happened to canoeing? Why are we all being forced to be on kayaks? Anyway, I kayaked on Big Bear. Couldn't believe it. Put on a life jacket. Went out there in the middle of this big lake and enjoyed it. It was really, really beautiful and serene and cleared my head. Of course, I was during the early in the day, I was doing negotiations. If you're listening, and I know people that I do business with are listening, and it's the same company keeps coming back over and over. Stop coming back. Either make me a real offer, buck up, or stop calling. Spent hours on my vacation dealing with another potential offer. Just bullshit scam artists. Either make the offer, make it real, or just get out. Thinking of robbing a bank. That feels like a more respectable business than stand-up comedy and show business. I mean, I should rob a bank because... You know, making money legally like I have and morally like I have, it's just a fool's game. Ethically making money is absurd. All these people running scams must be laughing at how hard I have to work compared to them. And, oh, and you pay taxes? What an idiot. You know, all these politicians, all these wealthy people are laughing at us. We're the worker bees. We're the idiots that are playing within the rules of the game, being respectful, being moral, not stomping on people. Like when I was talking about that company a few minutes ago, I'm being fair. They're not being fair to me because they're a corporation. Corporations, it's why these strikes are happening. We've had enough. We've had enough. And rich people, like I do understand why people go after billionaires. I mean, I love billionaires because they create things that we need. Like without billionaires, we wouldn't have an iPhone. And I just bought a new iPhone. And I love that. But they have their own set of rules. Watch that documentary, Painkillers, on Netflix. Appears they can just kill people with drugs and call it legal because a doctor prescribes it. And there's no repercussions. None for that Sackler family. Really well acted. Great. It's not a documentary. I'm sorry. It's a series. I watch so many documentaries. I just assume everything's a documentary. So well done. The acting was so well done. You'd think it was a documentary. Painkillers. Definitely worth seeing. But I'm so happy to be back on sea level. Loved it up there. It was beautiful. Everybody was so kind in Big Bear. Everybody. Not a single person was rude. Not a single person was rude. It was clean. I didn't see trash. I didn't see people sleeping on the streets. I saw, and everything was priced fairly. You could go out for breakfast, two people for breakfast, $30. Los Angeles, it's $65. Then they want you to tip. Well, let's bring, this is a good time to bring this up. Tipping in restaurants falls for the first time in years. Tipping fatigue. Finally. I've been rallying for this. I'm all for tipping. I'm a big tipper. In fact, went out for dinner Saturday night in Big Bear. I'd like this waitress to call in. Phenomenal. Gave her 35%. After holding steady for years, tipping at full-service restaurants fell to 19.4% in the second quarter of 2023, according to the online restaurant platform Toast. Sorry, this is from CNBC. So the trend is trending lower. Tip fatigue is to blame. The problem is that it reached a new standard that we all couldn't live with, particularly when it comes to tipping prompts at wider range of establishments. A trend also referred to as tip creep. I talked about this on one of my podcasts. I went into a rest stop coming back from Vegas, and outside of the restroom was a tip jar. It's crazy. Ever since everything became, you know, tap your card and its screen flips around, everyone has screen flip around anxiety. That's what's going on. Everybody is sick of tipping. Used to be 15% when I was growing up. Two-thirds of Americans now have a negative view of tipping, according to a recent report by Bankrate. Higher prices due to the persistent inflation have also left more consumers feeling cash-strapped. Yeah, prices have gone up. Further, the increasing of surcharges, I talked about that on a podcast, the 18% service fee I got charged, and then they asked for a tip at a local restaurant here in Los Angeles. Fees for restaurants, employees, health insurance, credit card transactions, even tap water is really starting to piss off the diner. Now, I am for sure I support tipping. Although I'm confused, because when I was a waiter, you worked for about $2 an hour, and then you made all your money from tip. But I feel like there's a minimum wage here in California of like $18 or $15. Anyway, I'm all for tipping, but the restaurants need to cut the other things out that get in the way. All the service fees, you know, clean environment fee, health insurance. I mean, you see different fees at every restaurant, every restaurant. And the big thing is, what do you do for takeout? What do you do for takeout? Because half the time you get home and the order's wrong. I ordered a chicken salad. I come home. It's a shrimp salad. How do you mess up that badly? They're not even in the same neighborhood. The chicken is on land. The shrimp is on the sea. What if I was deathly allergic to shrimp? I had to go back and exchange my salad, my to-go salad. And I'm sitting there waiting for my new salad, staring at my tip in the jar because I paid in cash. That's why I had to go back in because I couldn't get a refund. They were like, oh, want us to refund you? I said, I pay cash. You guys remember what cash is? Put a tip in the cash jar. I put a tip in the cash jar because I was hoping that my salad, my chicken salad, would contain chicken. Tipping fatigue. Robert Bank. So up in Big Bear and Arrowhead, heard some of the worst live bar band music I've ever heard. I so badly want to play you. I recorded it. I recorded these. They were so bad. One band was five guys. It could have been an ad for Viagra. And they were out of key. If they had announced, this is the first time we've ever met and we're on stage for the first time together, I would believe it. It was that bad. And I said, I got to record this. And I also record that because I want to play it the next day when I'm 100% sober. And I want to play it at altitude to see if I, maybe I'm wrong. It was horrible. And I want to play it so badly, but ethically, you know, it wouldn't be right. I wouldn't want someone to go to my show and say, I just saw the worst comedian ever, and then play it. So I'm not going to play it, but man, do I want to play it. Man, do I want to play it. But I'm not. Here's another thing with dining. I realized. And I encourage people to follow my new lead. I'm going to call this the appetizer scam. Why do we order appetizers? Portions are ridiculous. You don't... Okay, if you're going out to eat, you're meeting somebody like an old friend, but if you're with somebody that you spent all day with, you don't need to prolong the meal with an appetizer. You get the appetizer. It's usually pretty lousy. Maybe it's okay. Maybe it's a salad. I don't know. But then the portions are huge. You don't need it. And what they charge for appetizers, it's almost an entree price. And right below that, a glass of wine is now $18 at a lot of establishments. $18 for a glass of wine. They open up a bottle, they pour it, $18. And then the meal is $27. So how's that $9 more? That it involves a lot more food costs, preparation, cleaning of plates. The appetizer is a scam. They got to lower it. Like, notice desserts. Desserts are always like under $10 because they know at that point you've already eaten enough. And they're just like, can we just get a little more out of them? Here's the other thing. I was thrown out of a restaurant in Santa Monica for spending too much time at the table. We hit the hour and a half limit. I would never buy an appetizer at a restaurant that has a table time limit. And what infuriated me about that restaurant, I wish I could remember the name. I talked about it on stage. Stupid Santa Monica restaurant with a view of the ocean. Oh, we have a view of the ocean. So we're going to limit the time you can sit here. But we're not even going to tell you when you make the reservation. We're just going to tell you when you try and order dessert. Oh, your time's up. Bunch of crap. These restaurants are getting cocky with service charges and telling us how long we can stay there. That's what I'm saying. All right, want some good news? I have moles. I know that doesn't sound like good news. I have moles or ground squirrels. We have something called ground squirrels in Los Angeles that burrow like underneath the pavement. They'll start on one side of the street, go underneath the pavement, come up, create these holes. Havoc in the yard. It's havoc in my yard. It's chaos. There are holes. I can hear them digging. I hear them digging. And I noticed, I went out to read my water meter. Now, I know this is a very peculiar thing, trait about me, but I actually check my water meter quite often because I like to see how much water I'm using. I like to see, like, am I watering the lawn too much? The other thing is I have underwater irrigation, and if something like that gets punctured, it can cause a leak. And this has happened to people in California. My hairdresser, Luke, it broke. He got a $18,000 water bill. So I'm checking it. He got an $18,000 water bill. So I'm checking it. Well, guess what happened? The ground squirrels or moles dug and used that as a pathway and filled it up with dirt. So these moles or ground squirrels, what they do is they dig holes and they take all the dirt and they deposit it. So not only do you have holes, but you have mounds of dirt, mounds all over the place. So they filled this hole in. It's happened now 3 times. I've cleaned it 3 times. I get a little shovel and I put gloves on so I don't get bit by a black widow spider. And I clean it and I clean it and I clean it and I clean it. And then I wipe off the top of the water meter so it's nice and clean and not full of dirt. And it happened again. So yesterday I called the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. And I said, this is bizarre. But because I felt like I must have a legal right to access to my meter, right? I must. So I called them, explained the situation, and you're not going to believe this. They have a department. LA DWP has a department that their job is to take care of things like this. They say usually it's bees. We don't get many moles, but we're going to come out. They're going to clean it. They're going to try and fortify it. And they're going to put red pepper, red chili pepper. I've done this before for rodents. You put it on the ground, and then the little rodent feces get all cayenne pepper, and they go to lick their little rodent fingers. And guess what happens? Caliente! And then they don't come back. So that's a little tip. If you don't want to kill the rodent, you want them to leave, that's what you do. That's how you do it. Should I talk about aliens in New Mexico? Or Mexico, not New Mexico. Couple of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the 60-minute report I saw on the Navy, and then I'll do that other stuff, because I thought this was absolutely fascinating. I saw a 60-minute report on the U.S. Navy and our preparedness. Well, what does that say, Navy? That's not, the notes are wrong here. Where is this? Okay, I saw a 60 Minutes on the state of the Navy and the preparedness for China to invade Taiwan. Are we prepared? The South China Sea, I'm starting to sort of understand this conflict. See, there's China, and then there's Taiwan. And to the left and right of Taiwan are U.S. allies, like Japan and the Philippines. And then we have Guam. We have our own little island there. And then in the middle of this is Taiwan. And it blocks the waterway. So if Taiwan ever said, hey, China, we don't want you going past our country, or we're going to whatever, they can block the waterways. And it's all U.S. allies in this area. So China's freaking out. And we're freaking out. Everybody's freaking out. So what's the solution? Build more weapons. I am so sick of war. I've been hearing about war my whole life. They used to call it the MIC, the military industrial complex. It was like this triangle complex. And it was all about how certain people make money from war. I go, there's no way. People are going to start wars and kill people because they can make money? Yeah, that's going on. That's why I want to rob a bank. I'm doing ethical deals over here. I'm being fair. I'm making money one for one. You buy a ticket to my stand-up show, I get a portion of it. That's how I make money. And then I pay taxes. What an idiot. I am so stupid. And then I spend all my time creating content like this that you can get for free unless you want to support me on Patreon. And then I sit there and I beg you, please come see me. Please come see me in Cleveland, Friday, September 13th at the Agora Theater. I have to beg you, come see me at the Bellflower Comedy Club or in Bellflower. Come see me at Pasadena. I have to go on the radio tomorrow. I'm doing Corolla Podcast, and then I'm going to do KFI, the Tim Conway Jr. Show, to promote my shows, to beg you, please buy a ticket so I can make you laugh and make you feel good. So for me, it's shocking that anybody would ever start a war, hello Boston accent, just to make money. But you know somebody's making money off of this Ukraine conflict, this Russia invading Ukraine. You know that somebody's making money off of that. So in this 60 Minutes, where we're talking about our naval fleet, they interview this guy, Admiral Paparo. Now, this is the type of guy, you hear him talking, you think, all right, I feel safe. This is the type of guy I need on my side. Thank you, Paparo. And he's talking about how we're retiring more boats than we're bringing in new boats because there's no more manufacturing anymore. Because everybody's on TikTok. Everyone's an influencer. So why would anybody go to a boatyard and do a real job? So we're having trouble replacing our old fleet. We had a couple of missteps with some of the fleets that we tried to make. They just didn't work out for whatever reason. And now China has the biggest navy in the world. In this conflict, China, Taiwan, the South China Sea, all comes down to this. The navies. Navy versus navy. And who can control the waterways, which is the biggest back and forth of goods between nations, okay? And they're interviewing this four-star general, and he says this phrase. I want to play it for you because I became obsessed with it. You know, I was raised by, my father was an officer in the Navy. I'm the son of a Navy man. I'm USAA for life. And this guy said this, and I thought, this must be a Navy expression. Because I grew up, my dad would always tell me, this is a Navy expression. So listen to this. This is from 60 Minutes. This is Admiral Paparo.
60 Minutes spent months talking to current and former naval officers, military strategists, and politicians about the state of the U.S. Navy. One common thread in our reporting is unease, both about the size of the U.S. fleet and its readiness to fight. The Navy ships are being retired faster than they're getting replaced. While the Navy of the People's Republic of China, or PRC, grows larger and more lethal by the year. We first asked the commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, Admiral Samuel Paparo, about this on our visit earlier this year to the USS Nimitz, the oldest aircraft carrier in the Navy.
We call it the decade of concern. We've seen a tenfold increase in the size of the PRC Navy.
Technically speaking, the Chinese now have the largest navy in the world in terms of number of ships, correct?
Yes.
Do the numbers matter?
Yes. As the saying goes, quantity has a quality all its own.
I love that. I love that. Quantity has a quality all its own. I go, that's got to be a naval expression. It's got to be. So I send my father an email asking, first thing he does is he corrects my grammar. And which is fine. I love to learn. You know, my grammar's getting worse because I watch reality shows. And he said he said it sounds like something the marketers came up with, marketing people. So I start to Google it. This is where the internet gets fascinating. You know, I did this the other day and I started reading about Napoleon's penis. That's what's crazy about the internet. And come see my show and you'll understand what that, because it's now a joke in my show. Okay, so I Google it. Where does the phrase come from? So listen to this. The phrase, quantity has a quality all its own, is often misattributed. Jeez, isn't that how you describe the world nowadays? Misattributed? It's often misattributed to Joseph Stalin. Wouldn't that be amazing if our admiral was quoting Stalin? But it is actually thought to have been coined by Thomas A. Callahan Jr. Also, people thought Napoleon said it, Napoleon Bonaparte. Thomas A. Callahan Jr., an influential U.S. defense consultant in the 1970s and 80s, Callaghan, used a phrase in 1979 in an article arguing for increased spending on weapons. Another people love war. The phrase has since become popular in the U.S. defense community, but is often misattributed to Stalin. Here's a quote from Callaghan's article. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. Where he uses the phrase, quantity has a quality all its own. This is not to say that quality is unimportant, but that is not the only factor that determines success in war. In many cases, sheer weight of numbers can overcome qualitative superiority. Interesting. So that's a good phrase to take in your own life. Quantity has a quality all its own. And a lot of people have a lot of quantity of bullshit. Bullshit. All right, let's do this fast. And I thank you, the listeners. And I thank Ernesto Hurtado for mastering the audio. I thank everybody for tuning in for so many episodes. I've got a guest coming up next week. If the guest shows up, that's the greatest thing about booking a podcast. I can't tell you how many guests have been booked and canceled. It's why I just do it myself, because really, I should do an episode called Booking Narcissists. People are so full of themselves. They'll commit and then cancel that day and don't even give a shit about you and your podcast and the plans you've made and the time you put aside. Screw this world. Here we go. In the news. Decongestant found in many cold allergy medicines doesn't actually work, FDA advisors say. I could have told you this. I saw this scam years ago. At some point, 2006, they made it illegal to buy pseudoephedrine because pseudoephedrine was being used for to make meth. So they limited the number you could buy, and you had to show your driver's license, and there's like a gram amount. Nobody can figure out how much. Nobody knows when you've hit your limit till you go to buy it and get shut down like a crack addict. They shut you down. They humiliate you. That happened to me. I bought pseudoephedrine here in Los Angeles, left it here by accident, got to Chicago, went to the store to buy more, and they said, you've already hit your limit. I got shut down in front of a line of people. I was embarrassed. I'm a big deal. I'm famous. I got shut down for pseudoephedrine. I said, hold on a second. You're tracking my pseudoephedrine use nationally? We don't track other things. We don't track like guns nationally, gun sales, but the pseudoephedrine, better track that. I got shut down. I had to leave the store. They told me I had to wait 30 days. I go outside and, you know, I was made to feel like a criminal. I go outside and a guy, I'm not even making this up, guy came up to me on the streets and said, I heard what happened there in the pharmacy. He said, I haven't used my allotment this month. He said, if you give me, you know, $20, I'll go buy some for you. I thought, this is unbelievable. I'm now being forced to be a criminal to get my pseudoephedrine. So what happened was, the main ingredient, it's from NBC Los Angeles, in many popular over-the-counter cold and allergy medications, doesn't actually work to get rid of nasal congestion. This is according to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, which I still believe in. I still believe, when they say that, I believe it. Retail stores in the U.S. sold 242 million bottles of drugs containing this fella-feather-frine. So what they did was, whoever's in charge of this, Big Pharma, it went from over the counter to now behind the counter. You want pseudoephedrine, you got to show your license. So they made up something else that you could buy like on the shelves. You could take it yourself, and it contains phenylephrine. So they make it sort of sound like pseudoephedrine. I would have made it sound closer, but it doesn't work. And I could have told you it didn't work. So they created a drug that doesn't work. They knew it. And they've been selling it to us since 2006. And now the FDA has jumped in and said, enough of this bullshit. But I saw it. When I saw the title of this article, I said, I know what it is. It's the decongestant that they're letting us just take off the shelf. Not have to stand in line, show an ID, and get the blessing of the pharmacist and give it to us. I knew the stuff on the shelf didn't work. Known forever. Ahead of this. I see through so much shit. Here's another one I see through. Scientists unveil pair of mummified alien corpses to Mexican Congress. Imagine this. The Mexican Congress now has to hear about these stupid aliens that aren't really aliens. Where is this? Musan, this guy, he discovered, where is it? What's going on? Reuters exclusive Friday. Sorry, everybody. Mexico's Congress is usually meant to be a venue for solemn presentations on budgets and other serious legislations. But this week, lawmakers heard testimony from a self-proclaimed UFO researcher who brought with him some unusual objects, two mummified specimens that he claimed were the bodies of extraterrestrial beings. You got to see them. They look absurd. They look like, like Hollywood vision of an alien. But Peruvian news reports suggests that Mr. Musang got wind of some mummies in 2017 from a Peruvian tomb raider. Analysis of the specimen in question in Peru, this is what he's presenting to Congress, these things showed that they were manufactured using a combination of human and animal bones, vegetable fibers, and synthetic adhesives. Another analysis in 2021 determined that the head of one of the specimens was deteriorated llama brain case. Well, this is great because the llamas aren't getting enough press. So the fact that I get to mention a llama. How many other people have said the word llama today? Very few. Unless you're at a zoo looking at a llama. Or you're making a meme like Dalai Llama. While debunking the contention that the mummies were extraterrestrials, the researchers expressed wonder as to how the specimens were made centuries ago, appearing to be constructed with high quality. So I see this article. Okay, let me just tell you how my brain works. I see this article, and I immediately know it's bullshit. I'd like in my lifetime to know if there are aliens, which I do believe. I do believe that out there in the universe, which is so vast, there are definitely this alien life form somewhere. But, they're not here. They haven't been here. I'm not buying that. They didn't build the pyramids. Taking a sip. Got to get my energy level up. I'd like to know in my lifetime, for fact, I'd like to put this alien thing to bed. People are fascinated by life, other life than ours. And I don't believe aliens have been here. I think that God, we're so prone to conspiracy theories nowadays. We really are. But I see that article and I know it's bullshit. Because first of all, it didn't show up in any of my feeds like a TikTok or Instagram. And the things were found in 2017 and now it's just bubbling up. All right, let me end on this. Let me end on this. Episode 91, Orny Adams. Thank you, everyone, for supporting. Not ending. There's more. Just I'm giving some sort of like, I'm wrapping it up speech. Because I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And supporting my podcast and rating it and sharing it with other people. But this is really disturbing. This is what's wrong with the world. There's a lot wrong with Orny Adams. I'll give you an example. The fact that I would fast and go on a diet just for my driver's license picture. And I don't know why they don't let us take our own picture. The passport people, the U.S. passport people, let us take our own picture with an iPhone. There's an app, and then we submit it. That's probably the most sacred document you can have besides a U.S. birth certificate is a U.S. passport. And they're letting us take our own pictures. Why can't we take our own driver's license picture? My passport picture looks good. I nailed it. Why? Because I lit it. And I took it myself. You know, if the LADWP can exterminate and get rid of moles for me, then we should be able to take our own pictures. I know those two have nothing to do with each other. And I realized that halfway through saying it. This is disgusting. This is why I hate people so much. If you're an American, if you're British, if you're anybody traveling to Greece, be careful. In fact, be careful if you go to any bar, any establishment. This makes me never want to go out. This is why I like to dine at open kitchen restaurants. I like to see what's going on back there. Several bars in a popular Greek party town were shut down for collecting unfinished drinks and selling them back to the tourist. Yeah, the tourist. Us, according to local reports, bars and cavos on the island of Corfu. Guess who's been to Corfu? Yeah, I've been to Corfu. Guess who partied on Corfu? Yeah, me. Why am I having trouble saying Corfu and Taurus? Yeah, me. I took the boat from Brindisi, Italy. I couldn't even afford to get a seat. I had to sleep on the deck. I'm not even kidding. I'll tell the story someday. Long boat ride in the rain to Corfu. And then once you get to Corfu, somehow you find yourself, get to Athens and go to all these fun islands. Beautiful country. Corfu's just a party town. Just partying going on. So they raided these bars The Public Revenue Authority, AADE, whose agents suspected the establishment of, of tax evasion and selling alcohol that had been smuggled or tampered with. That's not what they discovered. The agents discovered seven catering establishments served drinks that did not have a lot of number markings. I don't know what that means. Likely meaning that the drinks were smuggled illegally. All right, so they're smuggling drinks. Good for them. Eight samples. I took samples from the bars, were taken and sent to the country's state general chemistry to be tested. I don't know, they're doing DNA forensics on drinks. That's fascinating. That's where our money's going, or their money. The local outlets explain that it is typical of these bars to have bartenders collect unfinished drinks in the canisters and save them in barrels to be served again to other customers as shots. I'm going to vomit. I'm going to puke. Disgusting. Screw you, Corfu grease bars. Where's the humanity? The operation was carried out by AADE. And they discovered this. The businesses were closed for 48 hours and fined. Boy, that's going to do a lot. They're closed for 48. I'd love to read those Yelp reviews. Jeez, I went to the bar and how would I describe their drinks? Tasted like everybody else's drinks in a bucket. Cabos is a popular party destination for tourists and is informally considered the no-go zone, meaning that there's no checks of any kinds carried out by the state agencies. But here's what happens. Hannah Byrne, a 22-year-old British police officer, was found dead on the streets of Cabos early Friday morning. Authorities believe that she died after falling and suffering a head injury. But Corfu's chief medical officer told the Sun that he smelt alcohol on her breath and questioned how she died just a few hours after arriving in the area. The answer lies in the toxicology test that would be carried out. They believe that she was fed some of this toxic mix. This is like Greece's version of the Long Island iced tea. You know that we have a drink called the Long Island iced tea. It's like 50 different alcohols just thrown in together. That's this with backwash. It's disgusting. This world disgusts me. But I like you guys. I love you guys. And I love everybody listening to this podcast and coming to my shows. Thank you, everybody, for watching this on YouTube. Thank you for everybody that is a Patreon and continues to support me there. Please share my comedy more than loud. Hit over 4 million views on YouTube. This is Orny Adams. Thank you, Ernesto Hurtado. You got to think twice in this episode. That's more than you deserve. Oh, the world. What are you going to do? I guess you can just, you got to just laugh at it. You just got to laugh at this world. Bringing it down, because it's all bullshit. It really is. We got these big issues, and boy, are we just going to talk politics and the news, and it's crappy, and people are spiking drinks with other people's drinks. That's a new low. That's a new low. Wow. Yeah, that's where we're at, I guess. Everybody's on strike. SAG, AFTRA, automakers. Everybody just wants to be treated fairly. Why is it so hard to treat people fairly? Why is it so hard when somebody orders a drink to give them a fresh drink out of a bottle, Grease? I don't. Why? Why when I do deals do people have to treat me like a piece of crap? Why? Why? I'll be honest with you, I had this world all wrong. I really did. I thought people would just be good to people and that there were a few sociopaths out there. I didn't realize that the world is flooded with it. Anyway, thanks, everybody. We'll see you here for 92, What's Wrong with Orny Adams. Come see a live show, ornyadams.com/tour. And if you want to email me, and thank you for all the emails. I appreciate a ton of emails coming in. What's Wrong at OrnyAdams.com. All right, see you later.